C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, September 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked several times before on the show about companies taking steps to encourage employees to put money away for retirement, but not all companies offer an employee savings plan. House Democrats aim to address that. They've included a provision in their $3.5 trillion healthcare, education, and climate bill that would require most businesses without an employee retirement savings program to start one.
So there's probably about 33% of private sector workers in the United States do not have access to a workplace retirement savings program. So the goal here is to provide them with access to some way to save for retirement.
So how likely is the plan to go through, and what would it mean for workers and small businesses? We'll check in with our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Putting money away in a retirement savings plan like a company-sponsored 401k can mean having a nest egg to help you make ends meet once you leave the workforce. But millions of workers haven't saved enough or saved at all. WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson's been tracking a proposal by House Democrats that would require even many small companies to offer retirement plans for their employees. And she's here with the details. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much.
So, Ann, this proposal, it covers companies with six or more employees, and under the current framework, it would go into effect in 2023. But how exactly would it work for companies and workers?
The proposal, which could be modified if it passes, but the way it stands now is the proposal calls for companies that don't offer retirement plans to automatically enroll employees in, the default would be in a Roth IRA, and to withhold 6% of the person's pay and put that money into the Roth IRA for them. Now, as with any form of automatic enrollment, the employee can opt out. The employee can either decide, you know what, I can't afford to save 6%, but I can afford 3%, so I'll go down to 3%, or they can decide just not to save. So it's entirely in the employee's hands in the end as to whether they end up, you know, remaining in the IRA.
And in terms of employees, who is the savings plan geared toward?
So there's probably about 33% of private sector workers in the United States do not have access to a workplace retirement savings program. So the goal here is to provide them with access to some way to save for retirement.
Now, we've noted that this is a proposal. So where do things stand with it now? And how far are we from it potentially actually becoming law?
So this is something that has been a favored piece of legislation for Richard Neal, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, a very powerful committee in Congress. And so he's been pushing this for years, and he put it into the $3.5 trillion package that Democrats are seeking to pass. That's a very broad bill, and it contains many, many different provisions. So this is one of the provisions that's in that. What happened on Thursday is that the House Ways and Means Committee passed this retirement subsection of that larger $3.5 trillion bill. And so it will be included in the measure that the House considers when they go to vote on that. Democratic leadership in the House has expressed a desire to vote on that within the next month. And then it would have to go to the Senate side, and it would have to be taken up there and included in their version of the bill. And then ultimately, there are moderate Democrats in both the House and the Senate who want to pare the bill down. So it may not survive that process. So it's quite a ways from becoming law.
You know, Ann, you've been in touch with small business leaders, many of whom are just getting back on their feet after dealing with the effects of the pandemic. What are they saying about this proposal?
So this proposal would apply to all businesses that currently don't offer retirement plans. But, you know, many of those businesses are in the sort of small business category. And an organization that represents small businesses that I contacted, I think they have about 300,000 members nationwide. You know, they're opposed to this. They feel it would be onerous and that it would involve cost and time to the small business owners who would prefer to spend their time running their businesses, I'm sure.
Okay, so are there any provisions to help businesses offset what this plan might cost them?
You know, we've seen similar plans in effect in states, including California, Oregon, and Illinois, and there are other states that have passed similar measures. And when I talk to small business owners in those states that have had to, you know, go through the process of setting up these automatic enrollment IRAs, some of them do say it's onerous, particularly business owners who do their payroll themselves and do it in a manual basis. Others who outsource their payroll or who use, you know, automated programs, they say it's not so onerous. So within the proposed legislation, there is a $500 annual tax credit that would be available to businesses for up to 4 years.
And what happens if a company doesn't comply?
So the proposal calls for what they're calling an excise tax, you can call it a penalty, of up to $10 a day per employee for a maximum of 3 months, which, you know, would be imposed on a business that didn't comply.
Now, you mentioned a Roth IRA before, but if a company were to launch a 401k plan under this proposal, how would that work?
Employers are always free to start their own retirement plans. And so a company that decided to launch its own 401k plan could just go ahead and do that. There's no requirement here that a company has to use the auto IRA. If they want to do the 401k, they can. It's just that a lot of small companies shy away from offering 401ks because that can involve more time and complexity than the auto IRA, which is a pretty simple vehicle.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, it's been terrific having you with us on the show.
Thanks very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.